But I was able to finally, do that. Go ahead and do that. All right, so let's get started with something from, you'll recognize who this is, I think. Let's see if I have the right one that I want to say. Yep.
What is it?
I just wanted you to go and A&R it, yes. Okay, I'll try it, okay? As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow the rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV. Think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile when you kill. If you want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
And I stopped to look at your picture from time to time. And I know there's no place I go that I'm alone. Cause now this whole world has become your home. And no one else ever smiled like you. And there's no one else that I ever really believed knew what to do. But I'm not helpless, 'cause your letters I read all the time. It's my heart you take, how you make such an angry world so kind. When I gave up on myself, you always knew just how to change my mind. But as the years go by, I find myself just waiting all the time. See you again, just to hold your hand. You help me remember what it means to be a man. And like a child, I find myself dreaming again. But as the days pass by, I keep waiting, but the dream never ends. I'm not helpless, 'cause your letters I read all the time. It's my heart you take, how you make such an angry world so kind.
Okay, so here's something from World Israel News. This is by Batya Jarenberg, and it was from today, July 17th, is today July 17th? Yes. Okay, so FBI used Israeli tech to crack the phone of Trump's would-be assassin. Celebrates software hacked into the would-be assassin's cell phone in less than 40 minutes. The FBI used Israeli technology to hack into the cell phone of would-be Donald Trump's assassin, Thomas Matthew Crooks, the Washington Post reported Tuesday. After Crooks shot and killed one man and injured three, including grazing the former president's ear during a Saturday outdoor campaign rally, a Secret Service sniper shot him dead. The report cited unnamed people involved in the investigation as saying that when a cell phone found on the body was taken to the nearby Pittsburgh FBI office, where the agents couldn't break into it. On Sunday, the report said the phone was sent to the FBI lab in Quantico, Virginia, where the investigators used software invented by Israeli company Cellebrite to hack into the device in less than 40 minutes. Can often take from hours to weeks to break into a suspected criminal's phone. Cellebrite, which is headquartered in Petah Tikva and traded on the NASDAQ, has a platform that can access, extract, and decode data from computer devices to reveal evidence as well as analyze it. The company also uses its proprietary software to keep sensitive information safe. The 25-year-old company is used by over 2,500 North American federal, state, and local agencies, the police departments of the 20 largest American cities, and 25 national police departments in the European Union. In this case, the information that was revealed gave the investigators some leads to examine, but did not discover any motives for Crooks' attempt to kill the Republican nominee for president. The investigation into Crooks' recent past is continuing as the FBI searches for a reason why the 20-year-old climbed onto a roof about 150 yards away from the stage Trump was speaking from and loosed off some 8 shots before being gunned down by the nominee's protective unit. Former high school classmates have told various news agencies that Crooks was a loner who was relentlessly bullied. He was teased for having bad body odor and was nicknamed the school shooter already as a freshman. He was also rejected from the school's rifle club for allegedly being a comically bad shot. Crooks' guidance counselor for 3 years, Jim Knapp, however, denied that the 20-year-old had been harassed in high school. He describes Crooks as quiet, intelligent, and well-spoken, who had a group of about 5 friends that he often hung out with. A neighbor, Kelly Little, told the Washington newspaper that Crooks was a normal kid for this neighborhood, a quiet, dorky kid, who would smile and wave to her when she saw him often walking down the street. Cellebrite received bad press in 2020-2021 for allegedly selling its services to representative regimes. So since declared that the company does not sell to countries sanctioned by the U.S., U.K., or Israeli government. So, very interesting. All right. Anyway, the mystery continues of why. Let's go to That's interesting. There we go.
המלאך הגואל אותי, המלאך הגואל אותי מקורה, היברך את הנערים ביקרי בהם שמי. המלאך הגואל אותי, המלאך הגואל אותי מקורה, היברך את הנערים ויקרא בהם שמי. בשם אבותיי, בשם אבותיי, אבותיי just playing around and around in my head. My life I go with OT. My life I go with OT. My cora. I yvarechet hanearim vaikare bahem shmi. Hamalach agoh eloti, hamalach agoh eloti mekora. I yvarechet hanearim vaikare bahem shmi. Shame of Otai, the shame of Otai. Avaraham, the Yitzchak, the Yitgularov, the Yitgularov, the Kerehaaret. Shame of Otai, the shame of Otai. Avaraham, the Yitzchak, the Yitgularov, the Yitgularov. Mekerev haaretz, mekerev haaretz, mekerev haaretz. Again, I heard the question, what is my sound? Who am I? Who am I? I am a 3,000-year-old melody plucked off the strings of King David's harp, sung by Abraham and Queen Esther. I am a cry of pain, a shout of joy, a psalm, a poetic verse, a perfect melody that is spilled out of the mouth of God. I am the song of songs, the primeval scream, the deep, dark, echoing sound of my people. For music is the great wrecking ball, smashing through time and space, only to build new foundations in its place. Music is crazy glue, steel girders, nails, glass, liquid paper, and concrete. It's an iron support, a frame, a structure. It's reform, conservative, orthodox, and reconstructionist, all wrapped up together in a big ball of sheet music that bounces across the airwaves and lands on your lips. Brooklyn, but listen closely and you will hear me as I echo out of boomboxes hidden in the bedrooms of Orthodox teenagers in Borough Park. I'm the beating of all hearts. As I course through the veins of all people everywhere, the sinews of all souls originating deep down in our DNA. I soar beyond language, beyond culture. I am universal. And sometimes even transcendent. Thank you.
האמת היא שכבר לא מתגעגעת, חיים שלמים הרי כבר באו אחרי למדתי להילחם למדתי גם לבקר והאמת היא שמזמן כבר לא חושבת על מה היה אפשר ואם היה יותר למדתי להירגע שוב לתת, שוב לקבל אם היית רואה אותי עכשיו היית בטח גאה בי אולי היית פחות מתבייש היית רואה שאני עכשיו כבר שלמה אם היית רואה אותי עכשיו היית בטח גאה בי אולי היית פחות מתבייש בי היית רואה שאני עכשיו כבר שלמה האמת היא שעכשיו כבר לא זוכרת לאן הזמן הזה עבר ונעלם למדתי להאחד לשכוח מכולם אם היית רואה אותי עכשיו היית בטח גאה בי אולי היית פחות מתבייש בי היית רואה שאני עכשיו שלמה אם היית רואה אותי עכשיו היית בטח גאה בי אולי היית פחות מתבייש בי היית רואה שאני עכשיו שלמה
Okay, that was Idan Rachel Project, Im Ha'ita Ro'eh. If you would have seen, Quarter to Six is the name of that release, and it's on Kumbacha. And Liat Zion is the female vocalist, and it's so beautiful. That's very nice. Before that, we heard Bob Dylan Sitting on Top of the World from the CD Good As I've Been to You from 2000. Let's see, it was released in... Got two dates here. I wonder if it's, it says 1992 on Columbia. I already put it away. I'm not sure. We had Brian Landris. This is his new CD. It plays Ellington and Strayhorn from the song is Lush Life on Palmetto Records. Rebbe Solo from before that, Songs of Angels, Hamelach. And... let's see, I opened up with John Lennon, Working Class Hero, and followed by Laser Lloyd Letters. You can go to our website, wmfo.org, and click on Schedule. And if you're doing it at the time of the broadcast, you can just do live stream, or you have the option of clicking on the date within 2 weeks of the broadcast. You can get a list of what I've played, or you can also get the streaming and play it So they do archive it for like 2 weeks. So if you don't have a chance to hear it at the time, and the same is true of any of the other shows that are here at WMFO. So, all right. Trying to stay cool. All right, let's see. We're going to have... Oh, what did I do? I took out... Maybe I didn't put it in. No. Okay, I have something ready to go, but not really ready. All right. We'll see what happens with this one. This is Willie Nelson with his son, Lucas. I tried to play this last week, and I played the wrong cut. I think, 11 should be it. Here we go.
Back on my mind, where you stay quite a lot. Bringing back all the old memories I thought I'd forgot. I just keep finding you with me, and I don't know why. Maybe I should have been listening when you said goodbye. I can't believe how you keep hanging on to my mind. Now I know leaving means one goes and one stays behind. I can't escape from you, no matter how hard I try. Maybe I should have been listening when you said goodbye.
So I'm wishing you all a good Gebenchdiur. Our homes and our hearts in Yerushalayim are waiting for all of you to come and join us really, really come and join us. I'm not just saying it to sound cute. Please join us. Please get up and dance. Please give us all the koach you have. And please let us greet Mashiach Tzidkenu. Immediately, immediately, immediately. Thank you so much for coming, Chaver. We'll be right back.
What a great concert to have been at. Haha. That was Shlomo Katz live in Melbourne. Wow, that was so much fun. And let's see. What else? Nigun Neshama was the name of that. And before that, Willie Nelson, Maybe I Should Have Been Listening, the Don Rachel Project, Im Ha'ita Ro'eh, If You Would See, from quarter to six. And yeah, I think I've announced everything. Okay, so I want to share a little bit from the Book of Psalms, Tehillim, which some of us recite every day. There's 150 of them. And we'll just do Psalm 121. So I'll do the English first and then the Hebrew. And do I need my glasses? Probably. Do I want them on or don't I want them on? All right, I got them on. A song to the ascents. I raise my eyes upon the mountains. Whence will come my help? My help is from Hashem, maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to falter. Your guardian will not slumber. Behold, he neither slumbers nor sleeps, the guardian of Israel. Hashem is your guardian. Hashem is your shade at your right hand. By day the sun will not harm you, nor the moon by night. Hashem will protect you from every evil. He will guard your soul. Hashem will guard your departure and your arrival from this time and forever. Shir l'malos esayinai el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri ezri me'im adonoy oseh shamayim va'aretz ayitain lamot raglecha ayinum shomerecha hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael adonoy shomerecha adonoy tzilecha yad yiminecha yomon hashemesh lo yakecha v'yareach balayla adonoy yishmercha mikara Yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzeizecha v'echa, yatav yad olam. And I followed that with the prayer that we say after the services. Except, what did I do with it? it's hiding right in plain sight. Okay. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim b'tzara Itzara uveshivya, haomadim bein bayom, uvein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachem, yirachem aleihem, v'yotziyem itzara livacha, umeyafel al yora. Umishibud legiula hashta agala uvismankari. Our brothers, the entire family of Israel, who are delivered into distress and captivity, whether they are on sea or dry land, may the Omnipresent One have mercy on them and remove them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption, now, speedily, and soon. And let us say, Amen. And here's a prayer for the return of the hostages, composed by the Chief Rabbi of Israel, Rabbi David Lau. May it be the will of our Father in heaven, who took his nation Israel out of the yoke of Egypt. He should bless and save our brothers and sisters, the hostages, who are held in iron chains. Strengthen their souls and faith. Protect them from all harm and sickness. Have mercy on his sons and daughters who look for his salvation. Annul all evil, cruel decrees. With his great kindness, he shall send their redemption and speedily take them from darkness to light and from the abyss of captivity to eternal freedom and return them safely to their families and homes. Please plant brotherhood, peace, and friendship in everyone's hearts. Remove jealousy and baseless hatred, and spread over us the shelter of your peace, so that we should soon merit to sing before you a new song. Yehi ratzon milfanei avinu shebashamayim, asher hotzi es amo Yisrael mitachas mivlos Mitzrayim, hu yivarech In sor es achenu, arosenu, hachatos, hachatufim, haasurim, mechavle vartzel. Yechazek nafsham, ve'emunosam, yishmerem mikol nega umachale yachmol, albanav uvenosav, hametzavim, Yeshua so uvatel me'alehem kol gezeros achzarios v'chasdo hagadol yachish pedusam v'yetsu mehera me'afela le'ora umibur hashvi lecherus olam v'yashuvu l'shalom el mish v'chosehem v'el v'tehem ana neta Acheva shalom, bereus belev kulam, chaser kina, v'sinas chinam, uferos aleinu, sukas shalomecha, v'nizke, v'karov lomar, lefanecha shira chadasha. Yeah, it's unbelievable that the world would just sit by and let this continue to go on. I don't even know. It's so many days already. It's like beyond, beyond. These poor people stuck in this cruel, cruel captivity. It's unconscionable that the world doesn't do anything to help get the hostages out. Please, God, let them be let loose, let out into freedom. All right, I want to share something from... This is the book that is written, it's called Witness. Lessons from Elie Wiesel's Classroom by Ariel Berger. And it's this section is called So That They Do Not Change Me. A few weeks after the lecture on St. Joan, a theology student named Rose raises her hand. We have studied several characters who are mad in one way or another, but really, you are teaching us and others to be sane, morally sane. To keep our heads and our moral compass, why do we need to study madness in order to come to sanity? We study madness in order to learn how to resist, Professor Wiesel replies. Madness holds the key to protest, to rebellion. Without it, if we are too sane by the standards of our surroundings, we can be carried along with the world's madness. Listen to a story. One day, a just man came to the city of Sodom. He began to preach to its inhabitants, telling them to change their evil ways. He wanted to save them from destruction, a destruction he knew would come as a result of their sins against one another. Please, he said, stop your cruelty. Stop your inhumanity. You must be kinder to the stranger, to the children of the stranger. He went on like that for many days, but no one listened. He did not give up. He continued preaching and protesting for many years. Finally, a passerby asked him, Rabbi, really, why do you do that? Don't you see no one is listening? He answered, I know, no one will listen, but I cannot stop. You see, at first, I thought I had to preach and protest in order to change them. But now, although I continue to speak, it's not to change the world. It's so that they... Do not change me. Whew. Cold chills. This is why we must learn from madmen, because they do not stop, even when others shout at them to be silent. Someone who protests a little, who writes one letter, it's fine, it doesn't make any problems. But someone who never stops is soon seen as an outsider, antisocial, a madman. These are the ones who show us how to effectively resist evil. Cheryl asks, how do the actions of these marginal protesters affect the mainstream? How do we make sure they're not just dismissed? Professor Wiesel looks at her intently. Do you remember the tale called The Tainted Grain? This was the tale by the Hasidic master Rabbi Nachman that we studied on the first day of class, the story of the king and his viceroy and their decision to eat the grain and enter into madness after marking each other's foreheads as a reminder of their insanity. Well, Professor Wiesel continues, there is another version of this tale, one we have not seen together yet. He goes on to tell the new version. In this one, the king eats the grain and enters the madness of his countrymen, just like in the previous tale. But in this one, the king tells his viceroy that there is just enough of the previous year's untainted grain to eat and remain sane. He offers this store of grain to the viceroy and says, "You will remain the only sane person in all the land, but there is one condition. You must leave the palace and wander as a beggar from town to town, from village to village. Everywhere you go, you must shout in all the marketplaces and from all the rooftops, 'Remember, my people, that you are all mad.'" Professor Wiesel says, "A madman can be a messenger who forces others to recognize evil. An outsider himself, he reminds others of their madness. This is why I study and teach madness, because only through recognizing its